And this news update's being brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. The arraignment of Rebecca Sue Smith is on hold. The defense has successfully motioned for a forensic psychology evaluation to determine criminal responsibility, a move the prosecution did not object to. This is a deliberate strategic delay by the defense, grounded in the defense's recent history at a mental institution where her medication was altered shortly before the alleged offenses. While a not guilty plea was entered pro forma to satisfy court procedure, the case's trajectory is now dictated entirely by the forthcoming psychological report, rendering all other legal proceedings, including bond and pretrial scheduling, secondary to the central question of the defendant's mental state at the time of the incident. In the Sebring, DPW and Village's Light and Water Department worked together on some matters. DPW workers picked up wood from two trees that the Light and Water Department cut down that were in the right-of-way. They also assisted Light and Water Department with some tree trimming and bush chipping as well. In addition, there were 8 loads of other brush that were disposed of. In other DPW matters, workers transferred water from Lagoon 4 into Lagoon 5 as part of the spring discharge, and a stone measuring approximately 8 by 12 was hauled to lagoons for placement along a bank. During the meeting, it was reported the Army Corps of Engineers have chosen a contractor for the steel sheet wall replacement along the river, but that was all the information available on the issue. It was also noted local contractors looking at the Center Street Bridge approaches to submit an estimate before an agreement with Spicer Engineering is signed. And concerned residents packed the boardroom this month's Marlette City Council meeting that had the community's park and pool on the agenda. The show of support prompted the council to approve placing a millage issue on the August 4th election ballot. The request will be to support 2 mills for 10 years to fund repairs, improvements, and maintenance of the pool, park upkeep, and recreational programs and facilities. If the millage is approved, it would generate about $100,186 first year and cost the property owner of an $80,000 home about $80 a year. The millage would also include funding for the new position of pool and park manager and event coordinator. Having someone in a key position would be responsible for overseeing pool operations, park upkeep, and recreational events. The city's Park and Pool Committee made the recommendation to council for the millage and to create the position to ensure efficiency, safety, and better management of resources, which would save money. Over the last few years, the city built a new pool house to replace the one that was built in the 1950s and did some improvements to the pool. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
How confident are you in your current investment portfolio? Is your retirement account set up to provide you with the retirement income needed to continue living the lifestyle you've worked so hard for? With many of us retiring early, can your current plan last? If you have any doubts or questions, then you may want to have a full review to determine if you're well-positioned to last the duration of your retirement years. This is Eric Lundy of Lundy Financial Services, and I can offer you a complete complimentary portfolio review. Call me today at 989-269-7427 to schedule a no-obligation consultation.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
And we're back with more news. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent met with Chinese Vice Premier He Lefing in Paris this morning to discuss trade stability. The talks are a precursor to a planned Trump-Z summit later this year, focusing on shifting tariffs and rare earth supplies. The meeting is viewed as a cooling mechanism to prevent trade disputes from escalating while both nations navigate global instability. Both sides expressed commitment to maintaining open lines communication despite differing views on regional conflicts. And the European Union's voted to extend its sanctions package against Russia after a series of missile strikes on Ukrainian cities left six people dead. The sanctions target energy exports and high-tech components used in military manufacturing. EU leaders stated that the move is necessary to maintain pressure as the war in Ukraine enters its fifth year. Ukrainian officials have called for even more advanced air defense systems to protect civilian infrastructure. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, did you pay the rent this month? Because I just received a late notice.
Sorry, what's that?
Wait, are you gambling online again?
Me? No, not at all.
If managing the bills and your betting has become a challenge, self-excluding from online gambling or sports betting might be for you. Learn more at don'tregretthebet.org, a message from the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
And that's been your look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.